Accelerating the diametric crystal arrays. Whoops, we have some structural damage in one of the cells. Could someone please recalibrate the nanoscopes? Someone not biological, please? Thank you. Okay, looking good, looking good. We are going to have Bingo in 3, 2, 1. Good evening, primitives, and welcome once again to From Time to Time, the only podcast to be sent backwards through time. Period. This cycle, our usual competition, time and again, is stuck in a closed time loop. This cycle, it seems. If you're listening to this broadcast after 2057, please don't listen to their program, as doing so may cause it to come into existence in the first place. Primitives, apologies in advance if my voice sounds a little hoarse this cycle. I was at a friend's house the other night, and we shared a bottle of wine that I assumed had been properly sterilized. Unfortunately, my friend was a little careless and didn't ask me my humanity index and just assumed I had been upgraded with a nanofilter. Long story short, the wine actually contained a very powerful flesh-eating bacteria. I don't know about you, but I am so sick of these chic designer diseases, let alone the exorbitant prices these biochemists charge for their proprietary cures. I shouldn't have to be so diligent when checking my wine. It's alcoholic for Ron's sake. It should kill most microorganisms. I shouldn't have to boil it like common Coca-Cola. Long story short, I had to install a new throat and tongue, and I'm still getting used to them. It's very unusual. Licorice doesn't taste good anymore. I don't know if that's typical. People need to be more considerate about the special needs of more significantly biological beings. I'm not trying to be preachy. I certainly don't begrudge anyone for any sort of hardware they have installed. I'm not one of those biologicals who holds up their nose at any beings that choose to have their noses replaced. Primitives, you know me. My partner is a gynoid without even one unit of skin, artificial or otherwise. My brother, Rebecca, just last year transitioned into a cloud of pure thought form. And hey, I'm an open-minded guy. My brain is synchronized to the holosphere. I get it. But I've made my choice. I'm 96% of a human being, for Ron's sake. It's very inconvenient for me to ingest flesh-eating bacteria, or self-replicating nanobots, or anything even mildly radioactive. I'm just asking for a little bit of common courtesy here. Sterilize your food and drink, and please keep your oxygen scrubber in proper working order. It's not hard. But it feels like every other cycle, I'm getting some sort of total renal failure or brain parasite. Luckily for me, we have excellent medical care here in Dome 21. Thank Ron I don't live in Dome 36 or, Ron forbid, Dome 11, where I could be purged on the basis of my genetic impurity. I shouldn't complain, I suppose. I can be a bit of a health nut. When my father was my age, he came down with a mutation and, it's tough, you know? Growing up knowing that your father, or in my case, the government agent who had been hired to portray my father, is gradually mutating out of control. Towards the end, I barely recognized him. You know, it's funny, his eyes always stayed the same, but the rest of him just turned into some kind of giant ant. I miss him. He really was the glue that held my family together. Even if he was just an imposter pretending to be a loving father and devoted husband, while secretly manipulating me towards developing the skill set that would be valuable to the government. The woman who claimed to be my mother eventually remarried to a clone of the man who claimed to be my father, but you know how it is with clones. It's never quite the same. Don't get me wrong, I love Gertrude, the clone who claims to be my stepfather, but it's not the same. He's a clone. Clones aren't people. They're just like people on a molecular level. But they're objects. Medical technology has come a long way since then. There is now a treatment for turning into a giant ant. Someone with the man who claimed to be my father's condition today wouldn't have to suffer like he did. They would simply kick him out of the dome and let him roam free in the wastelands, where they could join any number of ant people colonies, building all sorts of bizarre structures for purposes we can only imagine. But back then, people didn't have a very enlightened view of any sort of giant insect. There was a lot of xenomorphophobia in those days. People just assumed anything with more than four legs was a moon spider. Primitives, believe me, being a giant ant in those days was no picnic. My thought coach tells me that these experiences are why I'm so concerned with maintaining such a strict humanity index now. If it were legal for me to disagree, I'm not sure I would agree with her. My brother had the same experiences, and he was the genuine son of the man who claimed to be my father. Still, he chose to ascend to pure thought form. Who knows, I guess everyone deals with these types of things differently. I avoid conflict, my brother evolves past the need to engage with it. Sorry, primitives, I didn't mean to get off on such a tangent. I don't like to talk about these memories, but I think it's important. And listen, if someone you know is severely mutating, you're not alone. You might feel like it now, but I promise you, someone is watching and taking notes. I don't mean to get sentimental, but it's funny how sometimes we seem to be more a product of our upbringing than the federally mandated brainwashing we all endure from ages 7 to 23. As I get older, I feel like I'm turning into the man who claimed to be my father. Not literally, of course. I mean, we share no actual genetic material, but behaviorally, we're very similar. I work for the government, just like he did. I'm a scientist, just like he pretended to be. And we both had to take pacifiers to control our illegal emotions. I know that if he were here today, he would pretend to be proud of me. He used to say to me all the time, "Sammy, the only things that matter in life are family, obedience to the government, and time travel." I still remember the Christmas of 2287. He bought me my first audio transceiver. We listened to old episodes of WTF with the preserved brain of Mark Maron. I'll never forget, he turned to me and said, "Sammy, you could make a podcast someday. You should. Your mother and I will only love you if you make a podcast." I can't say for certain, but I think that day left an impression on me. Ever since then, I always wanted to have my own brain preserved to outlive my body, but I guess what little boy doesn't? Well, listen to me, going on and on about my typical family. Primitives, you must be bored out of your minds. What can I say? It's easy to get caught up in the past, especially when you're speaking to people from the relative past, particularly when the future feels so uncertain. In a way, I envy you, primitives. I mean, Ron knows I would never trade places with you. I'm not eager to live through the events of February 10th, 2015. It's just that you have so much to look forward to. The world I live in must sound like paradise to you. And I hope that the knowledge that your fledgling little civilization will someday blossom into mine helps you through the extremely dark days in your immediate future. The pastoral savagery you live in might feel appealing, but progress will come eventually. Sure, you'll lose the polar ice caps and print journalism in Finland, but you'll gain easy access to space travel, the holosphere, and safe, affordable telekinesis. Some of you don't have to take my word for it. You'll see what I mean personally. Well, poor choice of words, I suppose. You can't see anything without eyes, obviously, but you'll detect what I mean. And those of you whose brains won't be preserved will still get some sort of limited experience of my time as ghosts. Maybe, we think. There's a lot of debate about whether or not ghosts can gain new experiences, or if they're just reliving old memories over and over for eternity. Call me an optimist, but I think they're experiencing things just fine. How many memories can people have of weeping and wailing in despair for hours at a time? I look over my own life, I can think of maybe 5 or 6 times I've ever done that. And I don't see a lot of living people trying to suck the air out of the lungs of the sleeping in a futile attempt to breathe again. Where are they remembering that from? Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to talk about ghosts. I got a memo after our last broadcast about it. Forget I said anything, and try not to think about ghosts. I forgot to mention this, but thinking about them tends to attract them, particularly at night. They feed off of psychic energy and everything, so, you know, try not to think about them. I mean, they're not dangerous, so don't worry, but... Oh, wait, I suppose in your time they haven't invented ectoplasmic dampeners yet, so they are dangerous. They're quite dangerous. All the more reason not to think about them. Just check behind you real quick and then stop thinking about ghosts, starting now. Let's move away from dangerous thoughts and get to some current events. We've been all over the map here today. Some current events will probably help us get back on track. Once again, these are events that, for me, are happening right now, but from your perspective, won't happen until it becomes right now. Oh, it looks like Parliament finally introduced some much-needed student loan reform. It is now illegal for any student loan provider to demand your firstborn child as collateral. That's great news, primitives. For a while, we were losing hundreds of children a year. Call me treasonous, but I still think we need to go further. You know, I read a very shocking statistic the other day. It seems that over 35% of all student loan debt is owed to evil transdimensional superintelligences. It's out of control. We really should have a system in place where students owe a debt of money or perhaps labor instead of having to sacrifice something emotionally precious that cannot ever be reclaimed or reproduced. If there was one thing I wish I had known before I went to university, it is never make a deal with an evil superintelligence. It always comes back to haunt you in some fiendishly ironic way. It hardly feels fair that you should have to hand over your child to some sort of hellish other world just to fulfill your legal obligation to complete your educational conscription. Surely it's in society's best interest to have fewer bright young minds sent to debtors' prison. I think we should substantially reduce the cost of post-brainwashing education with some sort of publicly funded option. Most brand-name schools waste up to a third of their budget on redundant programs. My alma mater, David Spade University, has both Mountain Dew studies and Fountain Mist studies for half the price. And I challenge anyone to tell the difference between the two classes. They're the same thing. People just feel like one is more educational because they paid extra for it. Oh, here's some good news. According to a recent poll by the Census Bureau, everyone in Dome 21 is looking 17% more attractive than they did this time 2 years ago. According to the report, we're all looking super cute. Everyone. Census takers were unsure what caused this statistical anomaly, but helpfully suggested that perhaps we all must have been working out, or maybe it's that new haircut we all have. Either way, there's just something 17% different about us, and it's different in a good way. You know, now that they mention it, I totally see it. Everyone is looking very good. Sadly, it seems there's no data on people's inner beauty, but hopefully someone's looking into that. Oh, finally! We received communications from Colony Sigma 9PP. Primitives, that's been all over the news for the past few months in my time. They were studying an unusual signal in an uncharted sector. Just checking it out, making sure it wasn't any sort of armada. They went dark back in May, and there's been a lot of wacky theories in the rumor mill, all sorts of nutty conspiracy theories. Honestly, they're not even close to the Shadow Zone. I don't know why people were so worked up about it. Space colonies go dark all the time, and very few of them are ever overtaken by moon spiders. Turns out their satellite array was temporarily damaged by ordinary cosmic debris. Station Commander Robert Brisselby said that the damage to the colony's systems are extensive enough that the crew would have to return to Earth within 3 cycles. She said, "They're all looking forward to getting a hot meal, seeing their soft, succulent families, and emptying their egg sacs, whatever that means. I'm just relieved that they're safe and sound. We have lost too many colonies this year. We have to remember, space exploration is not without its pitfalls, but it needs to be done." And that about does it for current events. Now it's time for a Primitive Listener question. As always, if you have a question, please tweet us on Pre-Holographic Twitter at Time to Time Show, and our team will do our best to answer it without violating causality. Use the hashtag FTIT Show to find out how you're going to die. Primitive user Kristen tweets, "In the future," by the future, I assume that she means my time, "does humankind evolve to use one universal language for communication?" Excellent question. Language is actually not dictated by evolution. It develops along cultural lines rather than genetic ones. Now, as you may have noticed, human languages have stayed very similar to languages in your time. But in other ways, they're also very Klebnar. In the diverse multicultural society we live in, there's a lot of debate about how we should deal with the language barrier. On one side, some people argue that we should develop one universal language that was free of ambiguity or the ability to verbalize illegal ideas. On the other side, some argue that only the very rich should be allowed to speak at all, and the poor should have their tongues removed, so that their unsophisticated thoughts don't pollute our shared culture. Personally, I find that idea reprehensible. I believe everyone who is not a clone has the right to speak until Parliament says otherwise. Most people take a more moderate view of the issue. Why bother upsetting the status quo when we have perfect, infallible translation software available to everyone? Who cares if someone is speaking South Martian or Japanese or English if I can understand them perfectly anyway? Thanks for writing. Now, this is highly unusual, but we have also received a cashier's check to read the following advertisement. I say it's unusual because no one here at Facility 12 solicited for advertising revenue. So, make of that what you will. Anyway, I'm supposed to read the following bulletin verbatim. Attention, Tin Man. You have been compromised. Engage endgame, but do not terminate until further instruction. Target poses no flight risk. Secure the package. We will contact you with further developments. Kids today, I don't understand any of this hip lingo they use. Oh, Ron, I really am becoming my father. Well, on that note, that about does it for this cycle's broadcast. I'd like to thank the supercomputers for their continued benevolence and the use of their tongue fabricator. And you, you wonderful primitives, for listening. This has been, and therefore shall be, From Time to Time. We'll be back in another two cycles. Please, take care.